Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who thinks Erica's going to be... Never mind, I shouldn't finish
Were you going to say who thinks Erica's going to be a bridezilla?
I was going to say that, yes.
I feel that I am shockingly less intense about all the wedding stuff than I am about normal things in my daily life.
Because you are intense. You are a lot.
Is that a question or a statement?
What?
Yeah. Your eyes are intense.
Which way should it? Like, there's a story right now where a bridesmaid got in trouble because she dropped a bunch of weight.
Well, she didn't get in trouble. She got unbridesmaided.
Okay, that's trouble. Yeah, you're right.
Got demoted.
Thank you. That was definitely the word I was looking
for. What did she get demoted to? Is she
guest? A guest.
So they didn't even put her on the book, even. Like, you're all the way off.
On the book, like, what are we doing?
That's a
yeah,
thing.
There's other roles. There's minor roles. There's usher for guys. If you're
usher
not
for
a group.
Guys, book guest book.
But dude,
attendee.
Like, okay, don't you think that these days, what are we doing?
All the time, I think that.
Yeah.
I don't understand the usher thing.
Like usher.
Yeah.
Guest book attendee.
You're right.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't understand it?
People can just figure it out.
Yeah.
We've all been to enough weddings. And also, I don't believe in the segregated wedding anymore. Do people still do that?
Pick the sides?
Yes.
Not really. And I actually was just watching a TikTok today that was like, the bride and groom's families should actually switch so that my parents are looking at my face and not my back. And I'm like, yeah.
Or just sit wherever you want.
Well, yeah. But with the families, they walk down the aisle and then they see.
Okay, you can leave the front two rows reserved for pageantry and whatnot, but everybody else can just come in and go, I don't
100%.
Like... 100%. Yeah, I mean, I it's weird to segregate. The whole point of this ceremony is the bringing together of two families, but not yet. Stay segregated.
But wait until they're married.
That makes perfect sense. Because at the beginning of the wedding, they're not together. And then until the very end
you,
of the ceremony,
hold on.
Now you're all together. Now you go to the reception as one big family. That makes...
Where you're still segregated by tables.
I don't know. Just something.
True. Yeah.
I sort of just assumed with your hipster doofus hair and your beard and your coffee house vibe that you'd be a little more accepting of progressive things when it comes to a wedding.
I think it's interesting. It's like I think it's an interesting part of the wedding when you go to one and you get to see, you're like, okay, so that's probably their cousin. Oh, that must be their grandma. Like, you know who belongs to who.
So you don't
I think want... I think it's interesting
okay.
to scope out. And I think the ushers make it feel fancy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe...
Is it not a fancy event?
It is, but ushers?
Okay. Thank you. I don't... Why are you even wearing a dress?
Well, like, we're not even...
I think we could figure out you're the bride. Right?
Oh, my God. You're so, like, obtuse right now that you make me want to slap you and kiss you.
Oh.
Like, because you're... You're crazy, but you're kind of right.
I think it makes sense. I think
like the tradition in a wedding.
I think I do, yeah. And also, I had my high school buddies were my groomsmen, and I had a bunch of college buddies that I needed. They were ushers. So
you made them ushers?
Yeah. What?
That's kind of a slap in the face.
Am I supposed to pick random people?
I just don't know why we have ushers.
Because then they were, in my mind, I was viewing it as like, you're still honored. You're still a part of the wedding.
You're making them work at your wedding.
Right.
It's more of an honor if I can
letting
just come
them sit down,
relax,
help the
enjoy.
Single women to their seats. Oh, the poor fellas. I'm helping them.
Okay, I'm not single anymore, but
I'm helping them.
You see, I do love what you're doing because you got Erica riled up and she's showing that bridezilla side
a
little bit. It's
bridezilla.
In there.
Everything in my wedding is going to be rather non-traditional.
Who's your maid of honor?
My sisters.
Both of them.
Both of them. Maids. Of honor. We've each done that for each other.
Is it technically matron of honor?
They're both married and have kids, so they're just whatever.
Wait, there's a different term?
Yeah.
Yeah, so say one of my sisters was married and one was not, they would be the matron, that's the married one, and the maid of honor. It's very weird, hence going non-traditional.
Okay. But if one of your sisters suddenly, are they both married?
Both married, both have kids.
One of them starts having an affair with a biker dude and suddenly sleeves out. She just gets dragons and all this crap down one arm and she's like, and like piercings everywhere. Like her face looks like a pincushion.
Yeah. She's outside arm for when she's standing up top.
Yes.
At the front.
That arm. The right arm.
Yeah.
You guys are missing something.
What?
My fiance has a sleeve.
Oh.
Mm.
Not bothered.
Okay,
but he's not going sleeveless at the wedding. Well, I don't know.
Very non-traditional.
Non-traditional. Well, okay, so then she Cindy Loppers and shaves one side of her head.
Okay.
You are lying, Erica.
I'm not lying. They're my best friends. I don't care what they look like.
Okay. And if one of them gets just huge fat, doesn't matter. Cute,
no.
Super skinny, makes you look
they
bad.
They are super skinny, so the jury's out for me.
So you don't care? Because like I've been married to people, as we know, multiple times, but like my first wife was like a bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. She was just every friend's That's, like, I want you. But then some of them are like, you have a tattoo on your foot, cover it.
Weird.
I found it weird,
too. You love
too.
Your friends for who they are right. and the way they express themselves and all of that. Why would you ever be like, but you can't be that today. Mm.
But what if you knew the friend as little, like you grew up together, so you loved them for 17 years before they had the tattoo. And now they've gotten the tattoo when you don't live in the same town and you're like, I still love you, but I don't like that tattoo. Like,
but this is a small town wedding.
I was even with you when you got it and like that's the new you.
A tattoo of boobs or something, yeah, I'd probably be like,
But what? Then cover it? What would be the answer?
No, I'd just suck it up. But I'd probably be like, that's a little unfortunate.
Not on my skin, though. So yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But you, like, do you have grandparents or anybody that, like, you... Because with this particular wife of mine, my God, it's so hard to tell stories with just this... All the pressure.
Ex-wife number one.
Yes, ex number one. Rhymes with sticky. It's what we've always called her on the air. Okay. It doesn't matter. This was about the grandparents coming and they're like, I think they were from Iowa and they're like, they're just farm people and they don't want to see a bunch of like ink and craziness. Yeah.
Well, it usually
there.
Means you're branded. It means you're, if you come from Iowa.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're not going to win on this with me because my family is so cool. Like no one cares. And again, my fiance has a sleeve weird tattoos on like on his foot. You notice it. He has like a little peep tattoo.
Yeah, I didn't notice
what?
It. Yeah.
Was it my most favorite thing about him when I met him? No, but whatever.
Can we have another timeout and know why like Tiak has seen his naked foot?
It's not all I've seen.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.